This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Welcome back. I feel like, you know, this is your third visit into our studios now. Yeah. Always so
feels like home.
Just move in.
I'm ready.
Ready.
Do you guys have a permanent spot for me?
Yes, right there.
Yes, take my seat.
Are you doing that? Have you done that? Have you ever thought about doing some type of like the, you know, radio podcasting? Because you just, you'd kill it.
This podcast is pretty big, actually.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is like this
radio,
like a radio show.
I actually did a radio show for Sirius years ago, a late night thing, Wine and Web, which was a ton of fun. Oh yeah, in a different life, I would be in the mix here, like especially this format.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up again in New York, New Jersey, where the Z100. So, like the comfort I have in this format and how you guys roll. And thank you for having me. I love coming on.
The money's no good, though, is it?
Yeah, that's the issue. That's exactly the issue.
Yeah, Gary back in the studio. Gary V, your questions have been coming in. Feel free to hit us up all morning, 0487155444, our WhatsApp number. You are here at the Emirates Lit Festival 12 and a half. This book that you've just dropped, Leveraging the Emotional Ingredients Necessary for Business Success. That name, that title. You would have thought about that title, I think. Were you thinking about this?
I've been thinking about this concept for a long time, which is everybody who's driving right now who wants to build a huge business,
yes,
I don't think really thinks that kindness and empathy and compassion and patience are core to building an empire.
Right.
And I thought I was the guy to write it because so much of what I've built and what I'm going to build is based on things that your grandma would say you should do. And I don't think that's what people think about when they're gonna build a $100 million company. They think sharp elbows, I'm gonna out-negotiate. They think sports.
Yeah.
And I think what sportsmen and women do after a game where they hug and they talk. And you know, as a fan, I get upset when the Jets lose an American football game and then they're hugging and hanging out with the opponents after, I get mad.
Like, what are you doing?
Correct, but that's exactly what I think is required of building a big business, and I thought I was the guy to write it.
I love that. Okay, we're gonna talk more about your book. We got more questions for Gary. He's gonna help us launch something as well here on the Chris Fade Show.
Yeah.
I wanna talk NFTs, I wanna talk all that sort
for
of
sure.
stuff. Gary V in with us right now. It's 8:05, you're live. Here on the Chris Fade Show, it's Virgin Radio morning. Straight in.
You have to play
straight
some
in.
Music on this station.
That's
well.
Good. I like it.
How's everyone? We haven't really said hello.
Hi, hi, hi.
Sorry, that was like a sweep in.
You guys, live is a different format. You guys, you guys have to do your thing.
Yeah.
As good as podcasting is and all that, there's
nothing like this.
Nothing like this.
I couldn't agree more.
The energy's different.
100,000
people.
When you know, I mean, when I know people are listening at that exact second, whether I'm giving a keynote or even this format, or when I do live TV, the adrenaline's completely different.
Totally. Yeah.
Completely different.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away. You always have that feeling. We've been doing it for so
especially,
long.
Especially, and I know you guys do it because I've done it with you, especially call in.
Yeah.
For me, call in is like the format.
Yeah.
For sure.
Did you watch that documentary on Z100? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm dying to see it. What's it on? Do you know what platform it's on? Hulu or?
It's on, it's, you have to pay for it. It's
That's fine.
I'm
willing to pay.
It's not like one of those streaming ones.
I got it.
It's like one of those.
It's on video on demand.
It's one of those things,
yeah.
I think.
Hulu
it's like,
awesome.
No. It's like one of those that you just pay for the documentary.
I'm very.
Have the money
no, I get it. I get it. I know where you're going.
You know
pretty.
What I mean? It's not like one of those streaming ones.
I love docs. You know what I was watching on the flight out here? So I'm very fascinated by like 1970s and 80s power women.
Ooh.
Yeah, so one of my favorite people in the world is Barbara Walters.
Love her.
I think she's like iconically underrated for what she accomplished. And on the flight out here on Emirates, there's a documentary on Jackie Collins, who was a very successful author. And like, I basically predominantly consume documentaries.
Yeah.
Like outside of live sports.
Yeah.
Like I watch 10 documentaries to every one movie I watch.
Yeah.
Being an author, watching that one as well, you can.
Just like, it's, yes, but I'm always fascinated. Like, I think, you know, I think people really underestimate how challenging it was for women just 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
You know, I really, you know, I think, especially for guys, it's just not something you're gonna be thinking about, but I love underdog stories.
Yeah.
So, all of them are interesting to me, but I think, yes, as an author, really interesting, but really what's fascinating is, like, she was the younger sister to Joan Collins, who was like this super beautiful, like, actress in the 60s, you know, it's, the whole story's interesting.
It's Gail, forget you, 808 Virgin Radio 104.4 live here on the Chris Fade Show. Let me run through some of the stuff. Five-time New York best-selling author. Is it five-time? Is it more? I feel like it'd be more now.
Well, it should be six with this book, but because of the NFT drop that I did, the New York Times disqualified me and said that I wasn't eligible for the list because I sold 1.2 million books in 3 hours, actually, and they thought that that was a problem, so I'm fascinated by the fact. Yes, I've been stripped of my sixth New York Times bestseller.
How can they do that?
Because you sold too many.
I think I'm empathetic to their model. I did a marketing program where if you bought 12 copies of 12 and a half, I would airdrop you an NFT. So it worked. It was wildly successful, but I guess it probably broke some sort of New York Times technicality, and so.
So one person was buying 12 of your books.
Well, there was people buying 1,200 of the books because they wanted 100 NFTs.
Oh my
and
gosh.
So it was smart. Radically successful.
Stop being so smart, Gary. Honestly. Just when I think I'm sort of getting somewhere, he goes and just does something that ends.
Right, just you're like, oh, wait a minute, I think I got this TikTok thing down. Oh, NFTs.
Yes.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Gary Vaynerchuk is with us. Gary V, we love you again. He's the chairman of VaynerX, CEO, creator, these NFTs, VFriends, I've heard so much about it. And again, so many people listening right now, driving, wherever you're listening to us on a podcast, we hear this word NFT.
Yes.
We think we understand it, or some of us have absolutely no idea.
Or a big part of people think it's a scam and it's a fad.
And it's coming up on influencers, social media sites, and you're like, well, I'm not going to get into this. People laugh. Oh, you're doing NFTs. You have really showing the world, and you've pioneered it in your platform of 9 million just on Instagram alone, of what NFTs can do and how they can operate. Can you explain to someone right now, and I know you have been asked this question before, explain in basic terms what an NFT is?
Let me say this before I answer that question. Everybody who's listening right now is going to struggle with the concept because they're bringing their internet brain to the blockchain.
Okay.
Let me say that one more time. The blockchain is such a different platform than the internet that when I tell you that what an NFT is it's a digital asset that you own, most people don't understand that because they're like, well, that doesn't work on the internet. I can right click and save the image.
Yeah.
Sure.
So the same way that in 1994, 5, 6, when I told people that people would buy wine on the internet and everybody who was 20, 30, 40, 50 thought that was stupid, most people who think NFTs are stupid don't realize that they've become their mom and dad and grandparents.
Yeah.
Just like they thought the internet was stupid, email was stupid, the iPhone was stupid, social media was stupid, online dating was stupid. People don't realize that they are missing the boat on this technology. But the answer to your question is an NFT is a non-fungible token, which is a digital asset that you actually own. And when people say, well, why would I want to own something digitally? I'd need to hold it. Well, a lot of people who are driving right now want a blue check mark on their Instagram account, and guess what? You don't hold that.
Yeah.
A lot of people want 10 million followers on social media. You don't hold that. A lot of people live their life to take photos on the internet. You don't hold that. We are living a digital life, and if you have children that are buying skins on Fortnite.
Both my kids love buying skins.
Well, guess what? That's a digital asset. And as we go more digital, your clout, your status, your need to communicate is happening more digitally than it's happening in real life. People do things just for a photo on social media.
Right.
It's human psychology. Last of all, it's a smart contract, meaning the digital asset can also mean something on the back end. So for example, I have a huge business conference in Minnesota in May called VCon. Mm. It's like a South by Southwest Coachella of business. And the only way you can get in is if you own a VFriend.
Wow.
It is the ticket.
Right.
Okay.
Now, you're also opening up the first NFT restaurant in the world.
That's right. Flyfish Club, which will open next year, early next year in New York City.
Can I get membership?
If you buy it.
That's why you're so rich.
But it's super interesting. It's super interesting. A lot of people right now, especially in this town, they pay for a membership. Country clubs, Soho House, all these things. But you pay. You don't own an asset. With NFTs, your membership is an NFT, but if you decide after 3 months you don't want to come anymore, you put it on the blockchain and you sell it. It's creating a world where your access or your membership becomes an asset, not an expense.
I understand that.
So think about that.
So the NFT restaurant that you're opening up, it's not a physical restaurant.
Oh, it's a physical restaurant.
I'll be able to walk into this thing.
And yeah, this is not the metaverse, which I think is much further away than people think. I don't think we're living in VR. So, and people mix metaverse and NFT. They're separate things.
Okay.
This is a physical restaurant that is going to be wildly premium, large location, highly in demand, that the NFT is just your membership. And so that will open in Q1 of next year.
Can't wait for it. Gary V with us, questions coming up next, and we're going to talk about his new book that he's here for, 12 and a half, leveraging the emotional ingredients necessary for business success. Cool to hang around with us?
Yes.
What do you think about The Weeknd, the music, The Weeknd?
I think he is incredibly brilliant, and I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan, and he always gives me those vibes, so I'm always about The Weeknd.
That's exactly what this is, Sacrifice. Closest thing we'll get to MJ right now in 2022. The Weeknd on Virgin Morning.
100%.
So good, bro. So good.
Great. Yeah, we had the guy in from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, and he was talking about tying NFTs to watches.
Oh, yeah.
So you own the watch and the NFT.
That's right. And what's going to happen is people are going to send physical goods to warehouses, and it's going to be an exchange. So you're going to buy the NFT, and you might be buying the watch for collectible, for investment purposes. So you may just hold on to the NFT, the brand explodes, you relist it, you never had to take ownership of the physical watch, but then I might buy it, like StockX, and the NFT, but I might want the sneaker, so I just press a button, say send me the sneaker or the watch. So
can I ask a really naive question?
Please, they're all naive right now because it's new.
So the one thing that I can't connect right with crypto and NFT, the one thing I can't connect. So let's say I have something and it blows up.
Yes.
Right, and I sell it for millions.
Yes.
Will I ever see that cash?
Of course, you get. Yeah. It's even better than that. It happens instantaneously. That person can't get that NFT from you unless they press. That's what's so amazing about the blockchain.
Yeah.
It's not credit card.
Yeah.
There's no, like, you will get that cash immediately. Now, you'll get it in Ethereum.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But you can click one button in 4 seconds.
Yeah.
And turn it into USD or, of course.
Yeah.
Wow, that's the one thing that I couldn't really connect.
It's not like this theoretical money.
Yeah.
Can we talk about accountability?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Like, talk about something the world desperately needs. We want to blame the algorithm. We want to blame our parents. We want to blame the government. We want to blame everything.
Yep.
We have become addicted with pointing fingers, and nobody wants to point a thumb at themselves. I believe most people's unhappiness that are listening right now are completely predicated on their lack of accountability. If you are unhappy, you are actually in a position to fix it. If you're listening to this, you are of the means to fix it. And I think that accountability is the breakthrough of the next decade, because we've gotten very cozy with not being accountable.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Right? Like, you're not happy about your boyfriend? Break up with him.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, everybody in Dubai right now listening, call your boyfriend that you're unhappy with and break up.
Let's do it on the radio.
Rossi, you know, it's important. Like, you can. You don't like the country you're in? Move.
Sure.
You're blaming the situation, but you should turn it and look at yourself.
And here's the point. Whether you're right or wrong, your mother might be poisonous, but the second you take control of it, you become happier.
Yeah.
Whether you're right or wrong about, like, I think everything is my fault. I'm logical to know that not everything is my fault, but the default of thinking everything is my fault actually makes me happy.
I get that.
Let's talk about number 9 on your book, and it's one that I've got here, which I've told you about, patience.
Yes.
Because I believe that, could you give us your views on just that word, patience?
The lack of it is also a huge factor to why people are unhappy. Everybody is looking for so much outside validation that they're impatient. They want to show everybody that they're successful, thus they're rushing into things. You have 23-year-olds who think that they don't have their life figured out, yet they're living for another 80 years. Mm. Patience has been huge for me. Most people hear the word patience and have it confused with complacency, laziness, lack of ambition. It's not true. I actually think patience has been foundational in my success. I decided to build my dad's business for him for the first 12 years of my career. That required huge patience from somebody who thought they were great. I didn't even start, quote unquote, until I was 34. Patience is huge, it's huge, and people don't want to do it because they want instant gratification. And more importantly, instant outside validation.
I like it. 12 and a half, leveraging the emotional ingredients necessary for business success. It's out right now, Gary Vaynerchuk, and he's with us in studio. He's gonna answer a few of your questions. I know that we've got a few on hold right now. I'm just gonna ask them to hold. Real quickly, Maz Hakeem, who is our night show with Maz and James, rarely have I ever seen her in the morning. There's probably, in my 13 year career at radio, I think I've seen you once in my studio at this time.
Yeah.
And you have done it, Gary Vee. You've got up Maz.
I'm very excited.
There it is. She's
one of my great accomplishments of my career.
Put that down. That's number 13 on here, okay? Maz, no, honestly, yeah. I know that you're a huge fan. You were messaging me last week when you heard Gary was coming in. What do you want to say?
Yeah. I just want to say I follow everything you do, Gary. I actually bought a few NFTs based on what you said. I bought the Mona Lisa.
Really?
From Curio Cards, and then I sold it.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, so I follow everything you do.
You never told us about you doing all this NFT stuff.
Did you make any money?
I made a bit of money, but then I had to sell it.
Why?
I've signed up.
She needed the cash.
Okay. And you've got your own business as well. I'm sure Gary's helped you do your own thing as well. These jackets that she wears are so amazing.
So cool.
They're so cool.
So they're made by Afghan women. It's called Espan by Maz.
And love.
I've actually brought one.
Thank you.
Is it a male or female one?
It's a female.
It's gorgeous. And so what makes you, like, what pushed you to do it?
So actually, I saw you here in the studio 2 years ago, and the concept originally started with bags.
Yes.
But I'm originally from Afghanistan, and so it pays homage to my relatives and my roots. So
I know your parents migrated from Afghanistan to Australia, and now, like, they're so successful. Like, Maz on the radio.
Oh, that's huge.
Your sister is on
BBC.
She's like the main girl on BBC.
This is a media family empire.
And they migrated from Afghanistan with nothing. Went to Australia.
Are you producing a lot of TikTok content for the jackets?
Not enough.
This is very disappointing.
Yeah. You tell her. You tell her. Yeah. Because you told me that as well a couple of years ago. TikTok.
And?
Yeah, we've picked up our game. It's still not at the
game. I know. I double checked on the way here. Yes, I did. You are not. Listen. When it's like telling someone they have to exercise, they're like, I'm doing exercise. I'm like, you walked on a treadmill for 2 minutes. That's where you're at right now. I know. Yeah, so don't point fingers. You saw what you just did?
My social media
TikTok. TikTok, I'm telling you, it's such a visual platform. All the attention is there right now. You can go viral organically, not have to pay ads. It's very unusual. Mm-hmm. It's a very special platform, and for what you're doing, it's highly required.
Thank you so much. Yeah, cheers. I find Instagram ads don't really work for me.
They can, but they're expensive now. It's mature. When, you know, if I was here in 2013, I would have been like Instagram. Mm-hmm. Attention on social media is like real estate. Yeah. You want to buy it early enough, because once it becomes mature, it becomes expensive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So right now, TikTok is appropriately priced.
8:31, he's got it right. So, you know, back to back, Gary Vee is in the studio. He lands in the city, and then it's just go. You just don't stop. You're in and out, right?
I'm a big fan of maximizing all the time, right? So we're here and we want to see everybody.
Don't waste time, right?
Don't burn yourself out, right? Like, don't waste time, but don't get it twisted. I got good 8 hours of sleep on the flight out here.
Nice.
And then we got in late and I got another 6. Like, I'm all about sleep.
Yeah.
It's just that when I'm awake, I want to be as efficient as possible.
A personal question about you. Do you enjoy driving cars? Do you have a bunch of cars? Like, mm-mm. You know, we know you got money. You don't buy cars.
I don't. I don't really understand the value. Like, to me, it's all about everyone has different things they like.
Yeah.
I don't understand the performance of a car. I don't want to go fast. Like, that's not my jam.
That's not your thing.
No.
Okay.
But like, no jewelry either, right?
No. No jewelry. Like, I don't like things. Mm. I like the game. I like the process of being an entrepreneur. Mm. I don't like the things that come along with entrepreneurship. I really don't. I don't need the trophies. I just need to play my game.
Okay. A lot of people have been messaging us this morning wanting some advice from Gary Vee. Again, he's here in the city for the Emirates Lit Festival. The book is out. Now, initially, well, Mo, let's get you on, mate. Mo, you're on with Gary. We've got a few minutes here. What did you want to ask him?
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Mo.
Welcome to Dubai.
Thank you, my friend.
So, Gary, I've been making some side business, working on some side business the past few years, and I'm now making more than double my salary, actually.
But interesting.
I'm still insecure about, you know, leaving the job. I mean, I am not really ready to take the leap of faith. And I've been trying hard to understand what should I do for the last 8 months. So I thought this is a great opportunity to ask you.
Thank you, my friend. My belief is that fear is powerful, and however you were brought up or what your ideology is on safety, you put having a job on a pedestal as something that's secure. The logic for all of us listening to you right now is if you're making double what you make in there, it seems like a very obvious step, but I'm empathetic that you're scared to make that jump. My thing to remind you and people out there in a similar situation is it's not very hard to get another job if you fail, if you leave this job. And so for me, if we were friends and we talked all the time, the thing I would always remind you every day is if you take the leap of faith and some reason it doesn't work, which by the way, if you're making double your salary as a side hustle, if you give 100% of your time to that, I have a funny feeling it's going to work out. But I would remind you that you could always go and get a job again in the same industry, maybe for a different company. Believe it or not, and I've seen this, sometimes for the same company because they missed you. That's what I would pound into your head, because whatever you grew up with, it created an ideology that a job was safe. Does that make sense to you, Mo?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thank you very much.
Listen, before you leave, you need to re-listen to that over and over and over. Every human being is the byproduct of what they listen to. So if you're listening to your parents or a plus one or somebody else that's saying, no, don't make the jump, you're not gonna make the jump. If you listen to somebody who's saying something practical like, take the jump, and oh, by the way, if it doesn't work, you can always go back, and if it fails, who cares about other people's judgment? Then you'll jump.
Wow.
Hey, it's coming from Gary Vee, so of course I'm jumping.
Yes! That's my man.
Do it.
Jump.
Do it.
Love it.
See you, Mo. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Mo.
All right, love it. You know, so many people are messaging in right now, but we know that you've got to run. Before you do, we wanted to kick something off this show. We've been wanting to do this for nearly about 18 months, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about doing this on the show.
Inspired by your garage sale show.
Yeah, so obviously we want to do our, we're doing the Chris Fade Show Swap Meet.
Ooh.
We want to start off with obviously one object, and we want to take it till the end of the year to see how big we can go.
The old red paper clip concept.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Correct. Now, we figure that we've got you in the studio. We actually probably could be starting too high.
Yeah, this is.
But is there anything that you can provide us with as our first object? And then what we'll do is we're going to ask anyone listening to the show
if to trade
like
you.
To trade it. They'd like to swap it. And they may give us something that's of higher value to the point where I will own my own private jet.
Excuse me, excuse you? This is not about you.
Oh, okay.
Isn't this all of you?
Yeah, together.
Just one item, yeah.
Yeah, so one item, and at the end
Well,
of it,
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you want to feel proud of yourself? Like, for example, if I give you right now an hour of my time on Zoom, the value of that is very high.
That's
and the,
too high.
That's
okay.
Too high.
What about a signed book? That's nice and humble.
Yeah.
No, you know, pretty, thank you for flattering me, but that's not like, listen, the hour is like tens and tens and tens of thousands
Can
of dollars.
Can we come back to you for that?
You mean the hour?
Yeah.
Well, you can. So you got, listen, I'm gonna put in your court. You can have a signed book, right? Which is a nice solid item that I know a lot of people listening might want and might trade you something good. Or you can take the hour. Now, let me remind you, kids that are born into a lot of wealth actually deal with a lot of anxiety and unhappiness because they're born on third base. So if I give you the hour, nobody's gonna be really impressed with what you end up with because your starting point was remarkable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't wanna start the hour. No, what I was saying to coming back to it, I'd like to get to like maybe 3 months into the journey and then be like, yo, we've just got
an hour
with Gary Vee. Like that's, I'm happy to take the, I still think the book is still too good.
I think it's too high.
Well, what about a marker? Like a Sharpie?
A doodle, yeah. Why don't you make a doodle?
That's worth $1 million. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard, but I'm a pretty big artist now. My stuff sells at Christie's.
Okay, so What we'll do, why don't we lock in? Can we take the hour? Are you being serious? Like
I'm being dead serious. That's how much I love you. I'm absolutely happy to do it.
An hour
Zoom in my time before the end of the year, likely June, July, August. I'm in.
Well, this is hot.
Now, give you a preview of what just happened. In 6 months, Maha's gonna email me and say, look, you gotta do that hour, do you remember? And I'm gonna be very upset that I committed to this.
Yeah, you are.
But now I'm stuck, it's on public record, I'm in.
All right.
Are we taking the hour?
We are taking Gary Vee's hour, thank you.
Now you have to understand, we're in Dubai. By the way, we're in Dubai. I don't know who listens to this show. Like, you might get offered a private jet just for that. You might be done here.
Yeah, this is good. No, I'm.
You're very. Thank you, everybody who's listening, you should see his face right now. Chris is very excited.
I'm gratituding. I'm. Self-practicing. I'm out accountability of this. I'm going through everything in your book right now.
The best thing is we get to keep our books.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna bank that hour with Gary Vee. Yes. We will bank that. We will officially kick off the Chris Fade Show swap meet tomorrow with our first product or our first object. Who knows what it's going to be?
Oh my God.
Gary Vee, we love you, man.
I love you back.
Thank you so much for coming in as usual.
Thanks for having me.